You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Finally, somebody is stepping forward and talking about movie box office numbers the way I want them to. Because the story is now out. Look at this. Star Wars The Force Awakens is now officially the highest grossing movie in U.S. history.
It finally did it, huh?
Right. It passed up Avatar. Now, Avatar, about $760 million. It took it 7 months to do
that. Yeah, that was a slow, long burn.
Yeah, 7 months. Star Wars did it in 20 days.
That's a fast burn.
That is remarkable. Yes.
So I've always done this thing. I was like, what is that? I said, it makes no sense. Movie ticket prices go up every year, sometimes drastically. So this, to me, it's not a fair scorecard at all. You know, it's not right because a movie, even, I'm going to give you some numbers here in a minute from when you guys were in high school compared to today. And you'll see the differences. Okay. And so they've started releasing lists that they say is adjusted for inflation. In other words, it's butts in seats, which I've always thought is the only scorecard that should really matter. How many people are actually plunking down their cash or their credit card to go in and sit down and watch a movie? And it turns out that when you adjust for inflation and you actually just do butts in seats, the number one movie of all time in the United States...
Men in Black.
I could search for that. I don't think it would be in the top 100. Uh-oh. The number one movie is 76 years old.
What?
Truth. Gone with the Wind actually got more bodies in the theater. And then the original Star Wars in 1977 was number two.
Oh.
So it's not like it's all old movies. There are some, you know, fairly recent ones in here. Star Wars The Force Awakens, when you adjust for just butts and seats, is not number one. It's number 21. But even so, that's pretty good.
But it's only been
20 days.
Yeah.
I love that they have these butts and seats numbers.
Yeah, I do too. Like when I was in high school, and I know it's a long time ago, it was $2.50 was the average ticket price. Jeremy, when you were in high school, it was $4.50.
Okay.
This is the average because they count matinees and everything too.
Okay.
Emily, for you, it was $5.50.
All right, yeah.
And
yeah,
today it's almost $8.50.
Yeah, it's expensive now.
So you can see it's like 3 to 4 times some of these numbers.
But I'm wondering if it all equals out because back in your day, you went to a theater, $2, but say there was 100 seats in there. Nowadays, it's $7, but there's less seats in there because they have the couch style seating. So they remove seats, but hike the ticket prices.
But to
so
counter
does that equal
when
out?
When I went to see a movie in my day, there was maybe one theater in town, one screen that showed it.
So everything was sold out?
Right.
Okay.
And so today, you can have Star Wars showing at 5 screens in the same theater.
Yes.
So it all averages out that way. So, and the other thing that I think maybe might make a difference, like I was looking here and I saw that Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, which came out about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the top three movies of that year.
Peter!
It's like $300-something million. On this scorecard, it comes in at number 161.
That's embarrassing. Ugh.
And I think part of it also might be that people now wait to watch movies at home.
Yes, and they cycle so quick. Like,
right.
This new Star Wars is supposed to be out on DVD here in like April.
Even when you guys were in high school, you knew you were going to be waiting at least
6 or 9 months
before it came out on VHS.
Like today? Right.
Before you could go to Blockbuster.
We'll look at a movie today and we'll be like, is that a theater or is that a Redbox? You know, but back in high school, it was like, okay, is this a United Artists or an Elvis, because you go to the
Elvis
cinema
for $1.50 or whatever.
The
right, because that was like the transition period.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, if you wanted to gamble, you could wait about a year to go down to Blockbuster and get it.
Oh God, I miss Blockbuster.
And hopefully
Don't even say it.
They had it. Yeah.
You didn't want that checked out thing on the shelf, right?
Did you ever go in and hide them in there? Like you take it and you hide it.
Oh my God, what a funny memory to go and take one
and
you'd hide
it, stash it behind the crappy movie.
Can you guys smell the Blockbuster right now.
It's, you can.
It's 14 degrees in there. There's nothing but workers in blue polos and khaki pants.
Who don't want to be
like
there.
Stale candy.
It smells, yes, just a
dirty
hint
carpet.
Of gummy bear.
And people wandering the aisles with blank looks
zombie,
on their faces.
Yes.
You're like a zombie walking up and down. And you've seen these same crappy titles for like 2 years.
And every guy in there on his cell phone talking to his wife, do you want to see this one?
No.
You
want to
see this one? You want to see this one?
Or you see people come into, as a couple, come into a Blockbuster, separate, go their separate ways, right? Meet back in the middle and compare.
It's like the War of the Roses. Yeah.
And then you've got to get into negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I know, but we saw yours last time.
Can we just get two? Are we going to be up for two?
And then there's me at the counter talking with the person saying, hey, can you please just not give me that late charge, please?
Yep.
Every year we are absolutely intrigued by what they unveil at the Consumer Electronics Show out in Vegas. And every year I swear that I'm going to go to this just so I can wander the aisles.
Oh, you should. It's so
totally
fun.
Geek out.
Yeah. And Emily's been, and now I want to go, so maybe I'll just plan that for next year, and I'll call in and do a report from there or something.
Yeah,
but
it's like walking through the Jetsons.
The future.
Yeah.
And you're walking through the future.
It's like if you go into Disneyland and you go to Future World,
Totes.
You know, Future Land or whatever.
Totes.
So
they even make things that aren't real cool. Cool, like refrigerators.
Yeah, tell us about that one.
Like you?
Well, there's a couple of them. Like one will tell you like if you're out of milk, it knows if your milk is low. I don't know if it's a weight thing or something, but it'll actually tell you that you're low on milk. The fridge connects to your Wi-Fi and orders milk for you, so you're always in stock on milk or juice or whatever, you know, name the product. And it also has cameras inside the fridge, so it's constantly snapping pictures of what's in your fridge. You can pull it up on your phone while you're at Safeway or King Soopers and be like, yep, my orange juice looks low here in the fridge.
Oh, my
and
God.
You can just get your orange juice because you know what's in your fridge.
Yeah, it's
from
like, wait a minute.
Anywhere.
Did I get spicy mustard last time? And
right.
Then you look in your fridge. Nope, it's not there.
That's
Isn't
the
that
worst
crazy?
When you don't have spicy mustard.
But these fridges cost like $5,000-$6,000 right now.
Give
it a couple years.
There's a helmet out made by Intel, and what they do is they overlay maps, schematics, and thermal images. Essentially, it's a pair of glasses that you put on, and it has X-ray vision, and you can see through walls, to see if there's like a burst pipe or if there's rust or if there's any leakage. And there have been a whole bunch of companies that have actually been using this, like aerospace companies.
Can you look through people's clothes?
Yeah, I was gonna say, use it on walls is what we would do.
It's not clothes. Right. But I mean, imagine that.
Honey, I swear I want this to see if we have a burst pipe.
Right. You can see through walls. I'm going to be able to see through your panties, Em.
Well, yeah, it is like a wall down there. Imagine like coming over and then the construction guy, instead of figuring out where the leak is, they don't have to cut through your entire ceiling. They just put goggles on and you can just see.
I love it. Samsung is coming out with something called the Welt. It's a wellness belt that you wear. So it's just a normal everyday belt, but there's a chip in it that monitors what you're eating, your number of steps, your waist size, and then it shoots all that info to your phone again. And it's like, hey, fatty, you're getting fat.
I know. Does it shame you?
It's a fat belt.
It's a shaming belt.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And then you guys were telling me yesterday about the clothes washing machine that is similar to the refrigerator.
Right.
And how does that work again?
I think that's available now. It was an Amazon thing. You put a button on your dishwasher or your clothes washer.
Okay.
Say it says Tide. That's your fabric cleaner of choice.
You obviously don't.
I really don't. So you're running
low. I am a Tide guy.
You're running low on Tide then, DT. And you're like, holy cow, I don't want to go to the store. So all you do is you reach over and you hit the Tide button on your washer. Sends that to your Wi-Fi. Sends it to Amazon. 2 days later, Amazon Prime, you've got your Tide sitting there at your front door.
Oh my
You're
gosh.
Never low on Tide.
I need it to send it by drone so it just delivers it to my front step. I thought when you were telling me that there was some sort of pipe hooked up to your washing machine.
That's just ridiculous.
No, wait a minute now. There's a pipe, and if you hit the Tide button,
Tide comes
it was
out.
Actually like a pipeline. It would pipe
from
in.
From the Tide factory?
Right. No, from Alaska, you know? The pipeline's finally going to happen.
No, but I mean, are we that far away from that?
No. Like, they could seriously bury a tub of Tide in your front yard, I guess.
Right, like an aquifer.
No, it would just be underground.
It would just
come from the store. Like the King Soopers
the
down the
store.
Street would have various
pipelines
that go. Yeah.
I like that.
And
oh
it just
God.
Shoots it to your washing machine.
See, I think this CES show is more for guys that love all of this, because as a lady, I don't know if it's just me or if it's our female intuition, all of these cameras and all of this technology, it scares the poopy out of me.
Well, I'm like that too.
I don't think you can say this is just cool for guys, because if you told a woman that she could, driving home from work, pull up her phone and look inside her refrigerator,
see if she's got string cheese.
Well, she shouldn't be on her phone while she's driving.
Or
for
look,
one.
Well, the car's driving itself.
Pull it up on the screen on the inside the car. Pull it up on that screen, and if you could look and see if you've got ice cream in your freezer.
Yeah, you have.
Why is
a bad
it gotta
day?
Be ice cream?
That whole PMS thing.
I love it. I love the future. I love
you. Love ice cream.
I love ice cream, and I love living in the future. I do.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.